Track 14. To close the June edition of Chatterbox Norfolk magazine, Mike Liggins, the TV star, reveals his marriage contract terms, which included a dog.
When I proposed marriage to my wife Jeanette, she half-jokingly asked for the three D's. She said yes, because she knew a good thing when she saw it. But I knew that failure to deliver on the three D's could mean trouble at mill in the early days of our marriage. What were the three D's, I hear you ask? A dog, a diamond, and a dishwasher. Never mind in sickness and in health and all that malarkey, a dog, a diamond, and a dishwasher was the very practical contract we entered into back in 1996 when we got hitched. The diamond I've talked about before, the dishwasher I will leave to another time. No, the subject for this month's column is the dog, or dogs to be more accurate. Before I met Jeanette, I'd never been a very doggy person. Growing up, we did have a family pet, a golden retriever called Muffin. She was lovely, but lived outside in a kennel and wasn't exactly the centre of attention. In truth, I was a bit indifferent about dogs, but all that was about to change. Jeanette had always wanted a West Highland White Terrier, Westie for short, and so we bought a puppy and called her Molly. My memories are a bit hazy now, but Molly lived with us in a small terraced house on the outskirts of Norwich. She was a kind and gentle soul. We loved her, and she loved us. But as many of you will know, being a dog owner is rarely without some kind of drama. And I do remember taking Molly on holiday with us to Cornwall. It was a long way in the car, and when we arrived at the hotel, our little bundle of joy was so excited she ran smack into a glass door and smashed the pane to pieces. It could have been very serious, but happily the silly pooch only needed a few stitches. We paid for the door and Molly didn't do anything quite as daft ever again. A second Westie soon followed. Her name was Jess, and she was a different dog altogether. Jess was more roughy-tufty, but was good company for Molly, and they became close friends. Westies are a fabulous breed. They can be stubborn at times and not easy to train, but they are very portable, good with people of all ages, and very loving. So over the years, I gradually got used to sharing my life with two Westies. Both Molly and Jess lived long and happy lives, and losing them was hell. If you're a pet lover, you will know just how hard it can be, but let's not dwell on that here. We have two more Westies now, Betty and Daisy, and they are a big part of family life. They're allowed on the bed in the morning while Jeanette and I drink our cup of tea. This particular ritual started out as a treat for them on high days and holidays, but it happens every day now. They are also allowed on the sofa in the evenings, and I know that some of you hearing this will be appalled at such behaviour, while others will think it entirely normal. Betty and Daisy are walked twice a day. They get about an hour in the morning and perhaps 20 minutes in the evening. In the winter, dog walking can sometimes feel like a chore, but at this time of year, it's anything but. I love being out with them and find I need the fresh air and the solitude. Betty loves to run for a ball, unusual in Westies, while Daisy couldn't care less. They are Jeanette's dogs, really, and are very, very close to her, but I occasionally get some attention, and they're always pleased to see me. So as you can hear, I am now very much a doggy person, and I'm grateful for that request all those years ago for a dog, a diamond, and a dishwasher.
Thank you, Mike. We've come to the end of this June edition, and I hope you've enjoyed the listen. Thanks go to our readers Kevin Ford, Caroline Aldrey, Robin Quine, and Matthew Tucker. To columnists Nick Aitchison, Nina Nana, and Mike Liggins. To Norfolk Magazine editor Emma Lee, and our sound recordist Catherine Rose. We will be back next month, but for now, it's goodbye from me, Sally Abbott.